a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. Leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is Elizabeth Johnson. She's from the great city of Faith. And I did that in reverse because we're privileged today, and we normally start right on time. But today we had the privilege this morning at the prayer breakfast, as well as with us today, an individual who's pretty profound in his words, and he'll be praying with and over us today. Minister Tamrat Lane was actively involved in the military and leadership roles in Ethiopia, which culminated in his serving as the Prime Minister of Ethiopia from 1991 to 1995. For the children, the Prime Minister would be like the big cheese, the person involved in the whole country, who was in charge of the whole country. The minister served as overseer of the Red Cross Association and received the Medal of Distinction from the International Association of the Lions Club. The most poignant piece, because we grow up in a country of freedom, is that actually after his service, he was imprisoned as a political prisoner from 1996 to 2008. And a number of those years, he was in solitary confinement by himself. He found his Lord and Savior and his faith at that time, and so we are privileged to have Minister Tamrat Lane with us today to pray over us.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this time of the day. We thank you for being with us in this meeting, amidst our talks, our discussions, and we ask you, our Lord, to lead us in your way, the way of the love, truth, and the life. We ask you to give us wisdom, and I pray over these leaders, men and women, in this house, Lord, over them, to give them wisdom, to give them discernment, so that all their decisions, their discussions, their dialogues, be according to your will, and let your spirit be laid upon each and every one of these friends, your children. Let your spirit hover over this hall, Lord. We ask you to bless the leaders so that they would be according to your will and your heart, so that they will be serving the people of America, the people of South Dakota. God bless the United States of America. God bless this state, South Dakota, and this city. Lord, here we are to glorify your name, and we praise, we lift up your name, because we know that when we glorify your name, when we lift up your name, you draw each and every one of us in unity. Let all differences and disagreements and all the things be behind us. Let you come first. You be the supreme power and leader, King, Savior, and Lord, Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. We'll do this a little out of order. One thing I did not indicate is he came to power as a Marxist, a socialist, an atheist, and changed his views while he was in service, and now lives in the United States, and is another prime example of the great country that we have, where people want to break in and not break out. Thank you for being here. Many blessings to you.
Peace be with you. Thank you for touching us. Are you able to stay, or you must go? You must stay, or you must go?
Thank you. Thank you, Minister, very much. Secretary will call the roll now, please.
Bugalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donnell, Kerr, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I'd ask us to hold off on sending our pages out because we're going to have a resolution for them, uproarious laughter and applause in a little bit. So if you would just kind of hold in our pages for a little bit. I'd like to welcome you all to your state capitol and especially your South Dakota Senate and those who are listening on the internet. It's really a privilege to have you, and it's already been a special day, as you could tell by our prayer and our guest. We have a number of people that are with us here in the gallery today that we'd love to introduce. And first of all, we have the second and third graders up there, I bet, right, from the Peer Indian Learning Center. And their teacher is Danae, is that right? And all of you, and look at, they have a sign there that looks like they're, it was Senator Maher, what was this? Please. Oh, we love our teachers. That's excellent. But there's only one teacher with you, right? Or are there two? Oh, so that's plural. Okay, you love both of those teachers? So do you love all three of the teachers, kids? Is that right? Okay, you wave to us and we'll wave back, okay? Thank you, Ms. Paxton, for bringing them very much. We also have with us, it's sad for me that I wasn't with you today, and I'm sure that you had a great time, but we have from the South Dakota Advocacy, the Partners in Policymaking. Let me tell you a little about them if you're not familiar with them. The individuals in this group are all from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program is facilitated by the South Dakota Advocacy Services. In 22nd year, that's it. And Bob Keene is only, Robert, you're only 24, right? That's good. And over 500 citizens have successfully completed the course, and it's really a grassroots effort, not only advocacy here in a legislative process, but all around, employment and the other worlds. I understand that Speaker Gosch was the presiding officer today, and I'm sure that he did a great job, not as good as me. Excuse me. But earlier today, the group met with legislators, and they actually have a mock-up, a mock testimony. And there are a number of us that have the experience with you, too. But this is unique also because we have a new senator, Senator Solano, who is also a leader in the behavioral health world, as you well know, and a number of us have been involved. But we're sure glad that you're here, and we appreciate not only the time you've taken to be here to learn it, but also I know that the coursework is very arduous. So thank you for being here, and congratulations. You know, everyone, we're privileged that physicians take time out of their days and their partners cover back for them because they have to see patients all the time. And we have a doctor that comes, volunteers through the Medical Association every year. They come every day and they have a schedule that's coordinated through their association. Today we have a longtime friend of the legislature, personal friend of mine, and a real leader in medicine in the state. He currently works in the quality assurance area in what we call the South Dakota Foundation of Medical Care. He's the president of that, past president of the Medical Association, but more importantly, he loves South Dakota's from Miller and has taken care of many of us, our good friend, Dr. Steve Schrader. Any other personal privileges? Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. President. And ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, here with me today I have three of my granddaughters, Lakea, Kari, and Lauren, who's hiding behind my daughter, Lindsay, and her husband, Andy.
Senator Amdahl.
Mr. President, yeah, personal privilege here. I'd like to introduce, my chief or lead counsel, my chief medical officer, and most of all, my wife, wonderful wife of 35 years, Dr. Bonnie Amdahl.
Hi, doctor. Welcome. You did pass that course in husband school. Way to go. Any other personal privileges? Okay, we'll do the page resolution here in a little bit. So stand by for news. We're on to number four, communications and petitions.
To the Honorable Matt Michaels, dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 116J of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I've appointed Kurt E. Soley, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority to continue until January 20th, 2018. Also, Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the chapter of 41.2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I've reappointed John L. Cooper, Hoos County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission, effective immediately, continuing until January 10th, 2018. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Thank you. The appointment of Kurt Soley is referred to Commerce and Energy, and John Cooper is referred to Agriculture and Natural Resources for hearing on advice and consent. For the students here, which we all are, the Senate has the authority, and only the Senate, to give advice and consent to certain appointments made by the governor to various boards and commissions, and it's confined under law, but only the Senate may do that, and so they have a hearing to meet the individual, and then if, like we have today, consideration of somebody on another matter, they need to approve that appointment. Thank you. We're on to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 27, 31, and 32 and recommends do pass. Senator Peters, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 55 and recommends do pass consent. Senator Otten, Chair. Also, the Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 12 and recommends do pass. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 70 and 71 and recommends do pass consent. Senator Rabe, Vice Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 14 and recommends do pass consent, recommends the advice and consent to the appointment of Gloria Pearson to the Office of Secretary of the Department of Human Service, and they have had Senate Bill 44 and recommends do pass and refer to appropriations. Senator Hunhoff, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1021, 1025, 1035, 1042, 1044, 1045, 1052, and 1054, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk.
The reason that you're hearing the Secretary mention these things orally instead of us just doing email, it's going to be hard for you to believe, but in 1889, when we became a state, they didn't have computers. And so we need to hear what they did in the House, and that's exactly what took place over there. And so they're just telling us what they did, and we do the same thing. So we do it all orally because that's what's required, even though it's all on the computer now. Okay, we're on to motions and resolutions.
Senator Colleen moves that Senate page resolution number 1 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Colleen.
That would help. Thank you. You can tell it's early on in the session.
We can tell
you're
wearing.
You
can tell it's bow tie days.
cuts off the flow of blood to the head.
I knew you'd do it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for totally understanding in a classy way. would the pages please rise? We want to make you feel uncomfortable standing in front of all of us while we applaud you for your service. One of the great pleasures of serving out here in the Capitol is every couple weeks we get a new group of smiling young faces out here. And it's great to meet you and to learn about you and to hear your answers as to why you come out. Some of you are, you know, on the first day we say, are you having fun? And kind of very tepid, cautious response, yeah, kind of. And then we say, well, why did you choose to come out to your Capitol and be a page? And some of you say, well, I wanted to learn about the process, or I wanted to see the Capitol. Those are what we call the political answers, the polite ones. Some of you were honest and said, well, it's 2 weeks off of school. That's probably more accurate. But however, whatever brought you out here, we appreciate you out here. And after a few days, you get used to the process. You get to see us as real people, and you learn part of our procedure and fun, and you learn that Friday is bow tie day, so thank you for that. And then we start talking to you at the end of your 2 weeks. And you're no longer quite near so cautious when we say, are you having fun? I say, oh yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I wish I didn't have to go back to school. Now, I don't know if that's because of the time off or because you actually are having fun out here. But I did also talk with one of you who was honest and said, yeah, I'm ready to go back. But regardless, we do appreciate your service. It is a whole lot of fun to have you. You were worked very hard this week just having six of you, but that really let us get to know you. And I want to speak on behalf of all of us to say thank you so much for taking the time to come out here, help us, help the people of South Dakota. So with the help of Senator Welke, we will come and have some commemorations to pass out to you. And please stand and smile and blush while the senators show our appreciation.
Are there further remarks? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senate Resolution Number 1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It's a resolution, did we? This is to, let me drag this out, to honor Anna, Carly, Elizabeth, Jordan, Joseph, Kelsey. You'll remember this day.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We know where you live.
Degalka. He's excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell Donnell.
Aye.
Kurt is excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Broden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 33, 2 excused.
Senate page resolution number 1, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Yeehaw! Thank you so much, and especially for our children. This is, a number of us were pages, too, and then we became legislators. So if you can dream it, you can do it. And they'll be involved in public service just like our partners in policymaking. So this is a big day. Okay, continue on motions and resolutions.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 44 be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
All those in favor of the re-referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We did that so that it could be posted if you needed.
Senator Brown moves that the Joint Rule 6B3 of the Temporary Rules of the 89th Legislative Session be suspended and an unlimited bill and joint resolution introduction be extended until 2 hours prior to opening of session, Friday, January 31st, 2014, the 12th legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Senator Brown, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, and thank you. Due to some of the changes that we've had, i.e. the passage of Senate Bill 70 and the requirement to do these fiscal impact statements, along with one of our staffers' absence in the LRC, or limited presence, I should say. A lot of you have struggled to get your bill drafts back in a timely manner in order to get signatures to have those things turned in by 5 o'clock this afternoon. In order to accommodate that and allow you guys time to get the signatures that you need on your bills, I'm proposing that we suspend the rules and we're gonna allow unlimited introduction until next Friday, the 12th legislative day. This suspension would in no way affect the final day of limited introduction, which would be that next Tuesday. With that, I would ask for your support so that we can get through this and get the bill drafts out, and you guys have a chance to argue the positions that you want to. Thank you.
The way that this motion is made at this time, I think is not only appropriate, obviously, or I would have ruled it out of order, but I do think we want to take a little time and explain it if you want, if this is the first that you've heard it, in addition to Senator Brown's statement. Essentially, what is being done is the merging of unlimited with those three that you would normally have. So you have until the end of next Friday for Senate bill introduction, irrespective of what the House does, is my ruling. The House may or may not join in this because it is a suspension of the rules for introduction from the Senate. That could be a question that some of you might have. But again, the unlimiteds then would go through the end of next Friday if you adopt this. The other piece of this is your Joint Committee on Legislative Procedure has adjourned but will reconvene for consideration of another rule. So that's why you don't have a red book yet for us to firmly approve and get that report coming out. So this is an amendment to the temporary rules that we have adopted for this session. I know that's a little confusing, but we're asking for, through Senator Brown, to suspend the rule so that you'll have up until next Friday to get the bills in, and thus on next Tuesday be able to introduce them if you so desire, if you need that time. Any questions? Since it is a roll call is required because it's two-thirds and it is our rules. So if there's no other comment, discussion, The question then before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion, that the Joint Rule 6-3 of the temporary rules of the 89th legislative session be submitted, an unlimited bill and joint resolution introduction be extended until 2 hours prior to the opening session on Friday, January 31, 2014. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Pagalka excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell Donnell.
Aye.
Curd excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 33, excused 2.
Senator Brown's motion to suspend the rules, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The rules are so suspended. Please proceed.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, a concurrent resolution recognizing the outstanding public service of President Calvin Coolidge in his support of Mount Rushmore.
Could you read the motion?
Second.
Oh, I didn't read the motion. I am not with it today. I'm sorry. Senator Lederman moves that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003 as found on page 57 of the House Journal.
Senator Lederman, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, members of the body. Here to talk about Calvin Coolidge, the president who served from 1923 to 1929. Calvin Coolidge is the only president who actually held the lowest possible office and worked his way up through every rank to become president. He was a city councilman, a mayor, a state legislator, lieutenant governor, governor, vice president, and then president. No other person in our history can claim such a complete governmental life experience. In 1927, he was persuaded by our former governor and senator, Peter Norbeck, a close congressional ally, to spend his summer vacation in our beautiful Black Hills. The president and his wife, Grace, came to South Dakota by train, entering the state just east of Brookings and stopping in Huron and Pierre before crossing the Missouri and heading out to the Black Hills. His stay in the Black Hills resulted in the dedication of Mount Rushmore, our most recognizable symbol of our state. And with that, I ask you to join me in voting to pass this resolution commemorating his service. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Holine.
I rise in strong opposition to this resolution.
How strong?
President Coolidge, nicknamed Silent Cal, would not appreciate a politician getting up and wasting people's time by speaking words. Thank you. I urge a no vote on this resolution.
Senator Kirkaby, what say you?
Thank you, Mr. President. And if I could, I do have a question or questions for the sponsor.
One at a time. State your question.
Thank you. While I certainly do appreciate and acknowledge the fact and the support of Mount Rushmore, which is we all cherish that deep in our heart, but specifically because we did have our state tourism conference here just this week, there was absolutely no recognition of Custer State Park, who in fact Calvin Coolidge did spend the entire summer at the State Game Lodge. With that, Mr. President, that is the direct question I do pose to the sponsor on why there was no mention of Custer State Park and his absence or his staying there.
Senator Lederman, do you wish to answer that diatribe of a question preceded by a statement?
Mr. President, in the tradition of Silent Cal, I respectfully decline to answer.
Senator Kirkaby, unfortunately, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could just have that one more question.
You're on your way.
Preparatory remarks on it. Because evidently, you certainly, well, you are an expert on Calvin Coolidge. That's no question about that. But could you tell us in what year he did spend the entire summer in Rapid City, South Dakota, as the summer White House?
Senator Lederman, will you? You need to, and you shall answer the question.
Mr. President, thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
I would venture to say 1927. Thank you.
Senator Kirkaby, do you wish to phone a friend? Which some days may be difficult. Welcome to today's show, Senator Amdahl.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to ask the distinguished senator from Lincoln Union a question.
Please state your question, sir.
My question is, you know a lot about Calvin Coolidge, but what college did he graduate from?
Senator Lederman, do you wish to buzz in?
Mr. President.
Yes.
With all due respect, the time is getting late and the sun is going down, and I respectfully ask that we move on to more important business.
For all of you here from, seeing your government operate, when anybody prefaces a statement with all due respect, they do not mean it. It's nice, it's fluffy, it's comfortable, like Cal. Further remarks, poignant, salient, or prescient? Yes, Senator Holeen, does anybody wish to speak before Senator Holeen really talks? Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm actually impressed. I did phone a friend or the internet. Senator Lederman did get the year right of the summer White House in the Black Hills. So with that, my impression of the bill has totally changed, and I urge a yay vote on this resolution.
It's the powerful oratorical skills that have moved the body. Further remarks, hearing none. The question before the Senate is, Senator Lederman's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll silently.
Bagalka excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Pass.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Curd excused.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
I'm not sure. Aye.
White.
Aye.
Brown, did you say aye? Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senator Lederman's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and HCR 1003 is indeed concurred in. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rave moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 21 is found on page 94 of the Senate Journal. Also, the Standing Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 24 is found on page 95 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We have the first reading of Senate bills. We have others there. Our team up here is going to read these at the same time because, again, it's put into the computers, but the Constitution requires that they read the title and the number, and then I need to announce what committees it is going to be held because before computers, people would be up there keeping track of it, writing down a bill and their name, its name, and then where it would be heard, what committee, so that they could keep track of legislation they'd be interested in. Again, we need to do this because the Constitution says so, even though we could keep the track of it and we have it in the computer already. First reading.
Senate Bill 78, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Commissioner of South Dakota. Senate Bill 79, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the federal census. Senate Bill 84, an act to update certain statutes relating to the notification of certain transfers. Senate Bill 86, an act to make an appropriation to the State Aeronautics Fund. Senate Bill 87, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 88, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding traction engines operated over bridges. Senate Resolution Number 1, a joint resolution making formal application to Congress to lawfully recognize the ratification of the 26th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which ensures the right to vote to all citizens over the age of 18.
President Pro Tem makes the following assignments, and I so announce Senate Bills 84, 86, 87 to Appropriations, 78, 79, Commerce, 681, 85, Judiciary, 82, Local Government. Senate Joint Resolution 1 is assigned to State Affairs. Taxation receives Senate Bills 80 and 83. Transportation receives Senate Bill 88. Senate Bill 6 was read on January 19th, and the record will reflect that. The President Pro Tem assigns that committee to the Committee on Judiciary. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1035, an act to provide certain provisions relating to the Executive Branch Internship Program. House Bill 1042, an act to revise the penalty for late payment of the additional original registration tax on aircraft. House Bill 1025, an act to revise certain statutes and administrative rules regarding licensure of nursing facility administrators and to increase certain fees. House Bill 1044, an act to authorize limited cosmetology services outside of a licensed salon or booth.
House Bill 1045 is assigned to Commerce, 1035 Education, House Bills 1025 and 44, 1044 to Health and Human Services, House Bill 1021, 1052 Judiciary, Senate Transportation Committee receives House Bill 1042. House Bill 1054 was read today but will not be assigned. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Mark Smith of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Senate Journal of the 24th day, Mark's. It is. It is a consent.
We're clarifying on your calendar, of course, it's a consent calendar item. Because it is advice and consent, our habit is to vote on that separate than from the bills in terms of the ability to pull that. Consent calendar for our visitors is a calendar of bills, and in this case, an appointment that's asked for, like we talked about before, for the consent of the Senate, but it's not subject to debate. Any one member can pull a bill to be debated on Tuesday or say, no, I don't want this subject to consent. We should debate this. And so each member has that ability to say that they would like to debate it. Now, questions may be asked, just no debate. It's done for efficiencies. No one has asked for a debate on this appointment. Therefore, may I have the call sheet, please? Question before the Senate is the advice and consent of Mark Smith to the Board of Pardons and Parole. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Begalka excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Curd excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Ernie Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Mark Smith, the Board of Pardons and Paroles, having received majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is so confirmed. We're on to consent of bills.
Senate Bill 45, an act to revise the Real Estate Commission's grounds for disciplinary actions on home inspectors. Senate Bill 47, an act to establish new criteria for the certification, licensure, and registration of real estate appraisers. Senate Bill 49, an act to revise certain provisions regarding private placement policies. Senate Bill 50, an act to authorize rulemaking authority to establish record-keeping requirements for insurers and producers. Senate Bill 26, an act to establish certain electronic crime victim notification procedures.
Thank you. Senate Bills 45, 47, 49, 50, and 26, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage on Senate Bills 45, 47, 49, 50, and 26. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Begalka excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell Donnell.
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones. Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you very much. Senate Bills 45, 47, 49, 50, and 26 having received a majority vote of the members-elect are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Hearing none, titles approved.
Senator Rave moves that the balance of the calendar, including Senate Bills 48, 52, and 22, be deferred to Tuesday, January 28th, the ninth legislative day.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announcements. Senator Soholt, safe travels to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, 7:45 on Tuesday morning. We'll be hearing from the Board of Regents.
7:45, Education Tuesday. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will take up the domestic violence summer study bills at 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Tuesday, Judiciary, 0800. Senator Holeen, you picked off a few other bow ties today, I see.
We're always working on it. Senate Commerce and Energy on Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Tuesday, 10 o'clock, Commerce. Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. Well, we have joint appropriations starting up again next week. We're going to hear from the Department of Social Services Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Come on out and join us. Full fun day of 12 hours of Department of Social Services.
Thank you, Senator Peters. Any other announcements? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, on your desk is a bottle of water that was supplied by Senator Tiedemann. It's,
way to go, Tiedemann.
I'm so sorry, Senator Tiedemann.
You're out of order. Yeah.
If you see the folks from USD at some point, please give them a shout out and thank them for the water that they supplied for you. So just want to let you know. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Well, children, it was great for you to be here. You can see on Fridays, whether you're a child or an adult, we always get antsy. We want to leave school too. So it's the same way. Thank you for being here, and especially to your parents, okay? Thank you, your parents, I shouldn't say that, your teachers, which are parental. Okay, Madam Secretary, thank you. You are up.
Senator Heineman moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Be safe.